بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our sisters listening over the receiver I promised the other week last week Inshallah, we will discuss some aspects, some guidelines towards the month of Ramadan. We know this great, important guest, this mehman of Ramadan, is on our doorstep. Right now, each one of us, who are the reciters of the Kalima La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, should be experiencing some type of enjoyment, some ecstasy, waiting or awaiting the arrival of this month of Ramadan, and how we are going to embrace this month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would assemble the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een a few days before the month of Ramadan, and he would give them some guidance. Give them some teaching, some advices he would share with them regarding the month of Ramadan, how auspicious it is, how one should observe his fast, roza, how one should recite the Quran in abundance, how one should abstain from all types of evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith it is narrated, he said, if only my ummah, knew the value of Ramadan, if they knew the significance, the importance of Ramadan, they would desire that every single day of the year is Ramadan. So in one lengthy hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had delivered a khutbah. Salman radiallahu ta'ala an says, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmi min sha'ban, it was the last day of sha'ban, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah. فَقَلَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ He says, Verily, O people, a very blessed, sacred, auspicious month dawns over you. شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ Rasulullah sallallahu used the word عَظِيمٌ عَظِيمٌ means great. شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ Full of barakah. The moment we hear the word barakah, our mind goes to one thing only. And that is barakah, meaning a lot of money, abundant wealth. Now the meaning of barakah we have not understood. Person has little means, yet Allah Ta'ala fulfills all his necessities through the little means that he has. Nonetheless, even in the month of Ramadan, barakah also, according to one hadith of Rasulullah, in the same hadith, yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. The sustenance of a mu'min is increased in the month of Ramadan. So we will get barakah as far as, and financially also we will get barakah also. And we see on our dastarkhan on the table, at the time of iftar, we have variety of food. And the moment Ramadan finishes, suddenly that table also, with all those delicacies and savories, everything disappears. And even if you have something, you don't get that enjoyment you had in the month of Ramadan. So, شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ We're talking about barakah. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, a very famous incident mentioned in hadith kitabs, he was bathing in the river once. All alone, he was bathing in the river. And you know, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam went through difficulties in his life. He had such an illness that he was unable even to move and walk around. But he made sabr. Therefore, when you talk about sabr, we talk about the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, sabru Ayyub. And after all the difficulties, Allah Ta'ala had given him complete shifa, Allah restored his wealth and his family. Allah gave him a beautiful body. Allah made him go through the trials and and tribulation. Anbiya alayhimus salatu salam, if they were not spared from trials and tribulations, then you and I, why do we complain then? Of course, we always ask Allah for afiyat. But we will be tested. And sometimes those tests are difficult. What do? We contemplate, ponder over how these Anbiya alayhimus salatu salam, how they handle those situations. When they were confronted with hardships, difficulties, whether it was a financial difficulty, whether it was a physical difficulty, whatever the problem was, how they turned the attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made ruju' ila Allah, and they had complete reliance, tawakkul, trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, once he is bathing all alone in the river, when suddenly Allah ta'ala sends from the skies golden, pure gold, golden locusts. If somebody throws, as we come out of the masjid, throws gold towards us in whatever form it may be, will we just sit back and look, or will we grab it quickly? Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam began gathering each golden locust, pure gold. Absolutely valuable, precious. So he's gathering all these golden locusts when suddenly Allah Ta'ala announces, or an angel announces on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asks, O Ayyub, Allah Ta'ala asks Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, O Ayyub, have I not made you independent of all this? I gave you plentiful, I gave you abundant wealth. There was the need of now being as though you are greedy and gathering all this gold locusts. He said, oh my Allah, indeed, you have given me plentiful. You have made me independent of all the treasures of this world. You've given me plentiful. But I am not independent of your barakah. This is coming from the asman, from the heaven. This is barakah. And I require this barakah. So this month of Ramadan that is coming, and Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali gave that beautiful example. When it is pouring outside and we had drought and there was no water or require water, and then we are told, okay, go outside and take your buckets and fill as much as you want. So everybody goes out and each one fills his bucket to the full. Now if any person goes and takes his bucket and turns it upside down and nothing gathers in that bucket, everybody will say, you're a fool. Now this month of Ramadan, exactly like that, Allah's barakah pours down, comes in torrents, full force. It is just that we don't have those eyes to see that barakah coming down. The pious people, the Ahlullah, they actually feel, long before Ramadan, they can sense the coming of Ramadan. And they await. Person has no children, and now the wife, she becomes pregnant, and then she's about to give birth. Now they are waiting, today, tomorrow. Suddenly those pains come, and now they rush off to the hospital. Husband is waiting up and down, pacing the floor, and then he's given the news, your wife has given birth. How happy he becomes. So everybody was awaiting the arrival of this newborn child, addition to the family. Here it is Ramadan. If only we understand the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if only we could just read and understand the advices that are given to us by our Salaf al-Salihin, Akabirin, how we should treasure this Ramadan, and how we should value this month of Ramadan, we would not spend a second incorrectly. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned then, شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. In it is a night which is better than 1,000 months, and that is Laylatul Qadr. And of course, inshallah, as the month of Ramadan commences, then you will hear many talks about Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us with Laylatul Qadr night. It's nothing impossible for us to get this. We must have that intention. Let's make the niyat. Rectify our niyat. Treat Ramadan differently this year. Not just a month coming, we will keep roza. The whole ummah will be keeping roza, inshallah. Everybody would eat Taraweeh. But treat this Ramadan with a different mindset. This is a sacred month. And I'm going to enjoy every single moment, just like how my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to spend it. Just like how Rasulullah, Sahaba Ikram, pious Akabirin, how they enjoyed every single moment. I'm going to ensure that I spend my time from the time Ramadan enters right till Ramadan finishes. Every second I will spend correctly. And inshallah we will discuss those aspects that will enable us and assist us to spend this Ramadan correctly, inshallah. شَهْرٌ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا. Allah has made the fasting compulsory. هذه أحاديث of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, where it is stated very clearly, that person who does not have any valid shari'i excuse, in other words, he's not extremely sick, that he's unable to keep roza. Now, you and I use lame excuses. Allah protect us. Allah forbid. Lame excuses. Just not to keep roza. We don't make those sincere attempts. Comes only once in a year. Great guest coming. And every moment is so sacred. Everybody is keeping fast. So it becomes easy for us. If we were asked to keep roza alone in every town, only one person, it will become difficult for that person. Everybody is keep, even those who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us, myself, we sinners, we keep roza in the month of Ramadan. Of course, tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it becomes easy for everybody. As the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah had mentioned in one of his writings, that in India and the town where they were, because of the number of Muslims keeping roza in the month of Ramadan, a Hindu person will respect the month of Ramadan, and he also will not eat and partake of meals during the day. Now this is the truth. Because we are sitting in our own homes, we do not know what is happening outside. There are so many people who don't even know when Ramadan enters. They don't keep any rozas. Or there are so many people who use feeble excuses just to stay away from roza. The first 2-3 days will be difficult for us who are not accustomed to fasting. But then afterwards Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy. In fact, after the month of Ramadan, when you're good, when it is absolutely permissible to partake of meals, you're about to partake of some meal and you feel, no, I'm fasting. You get the thought as though you are fasting because you have been trained in that month. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept roza compulsory. And وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا. You recite the Hajjud Namaz. Taraweeh is sunnat, sunnat mu'akkadah. Highly emphasized. 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Our ulama have mentioned many kitabs, ahadith, 20 rakats of Taraweeh is sunnat mu'akkadah. We're not going to go into that academic discussion. Besides the Taraweeh Salah, engage in nafil. Recite Ishraq Namaz. Recite, perform Chash Namaz. Perform Awabin if possible. Most of us are rushing for Iftar. Every person wakes up for Sehri. Now Sehri is the time for Tahajjud Namaz. 2 rakats of Tahajjud we all can read. 2 rakats of Tahajjud Salat whilst they are preparing the Sehri for us. How long will it take to partake of Sehri? Takes a few minutes only. So a few minutes we set aside for our Tahajjud Salat. Now that's the time when we will be really enjoying the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the time when angels are making istighfar on behalf of the person partaking sehri, and those people engage in Tahajjud Salat. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سَوْسِوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سَوْسِوَاهُ. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who does one nafil in the month of Ramadan, then he is like that person who is performing a fard act out of the month of Ramadan. Person who performs a fard act, sawab is so great. In Ramadan, you are making a nafil performing a nafil deed, and you're getting sawab of a fard that is performed out of the month of Ramadan. And imagine the sawab of fard. The person who fulfills one fard in the month of Ramadan, then he gets sawab equivalent to performing 70 faraid out of the month of Ramadan. So if today if a person performs 70 faraid, the sawab he gets in the month of Ramadan, just by performing that one fard, you get sawab of 70 faraid. Now you can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of rahmat. The first 10 days of Ramadan, awwaluhu rahmah, it is the time when Allah's mercy is descending. Second 10 days, Allah's maghfirat, Allah forgives. And the last 10 days, Allah emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam. That's the time when Allah is freeing people from the fire of Jahannam. Allah does not want to burn any person. Allah loves us. Allah loves us. Therefore, He has given us the month of Ramadan. If Allah was cruel, if Allah was harsh, ma'adallah, He wouldn't have given us Ramadan. He loves us. He knows our weaknesses. Allah wants us to come closer and closer to Him. Now, the mistakes we make whilst coming close to Him, Allah conceals those mistakes. Allah forgives us. Allah wipes it out. Allah gives us so many opportunities wherein we can become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is the month of Ramadan. Golden opportunity to become a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. It is the month of patience. Now, normally we see, shaitan got me. So now in the month of Ramadan, we know in the back of our mind, shaitan is shackled, he's fettered, he's chained. So what do you see? The fast got me. How can the fast get a person? And therefore, it is a month of patience. There'll be things said, there'll be things done against our desires, things that will anger us. Now here is a training period. Ulama, mashayikh, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahab, Rahmatullah Adam al-Barakatum, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Ali, our Arifin, all ulama have all mentioned, it is a training course. 11 months, we know what our condition is. But comes the month of Ramadan. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us that we should refrain from eating, drinking, and having that type of relationship with the wives, intercourse. Normally, how a person, it's permissible for him. But month of Ramadan comes, a person has to stay away from eating, drinking, and having this relationship with his wife, which is absolutely permissible for him whilst he is not fasting. It's halal for him to eat, drink, to have a relationship with his wife whilst a person is not fasting. It is something which is halal, not something which is haram. But whilst a person is fasting, Allah has made it haram for us. So if something which is halal, understand this point, something which is halal, fi nafsihi, fi dhatihi, it is halal, it is permissible. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, refrain from it. So imagine those things which are not permissible. Speaking lies, deceiving, cheating our customers, making ghibah, backbiting, fighting, quarreling, losing ourselves, getting angry, showing pride, having jealousy, enmity, all these things, which are normally haram, or always haram, it becomes more haram in the month of Ramadan whilst you are fasting. Because if you are refraining from that which is halal, it becomes more important you refrain from that which is haram. And look at all the works of ulama. They say, normally a person in the month of Ramadan, he will have a dhawq, a shawq. MashaAllah, he's keeping roza, he's enjoying the roza, he's enjoying his Taraweeh Salah. But we stop at that. We feel, this is Ramadan. I made my Taraweeh, I kept roza. Perhaps we get tawfiq of making some extra nawafil, mashallah. But beyond that, beyond all that, the real asal maqsad of roza is what? The ayat recited, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now we're going to hear this verse, tafsir of it, in different ways throughout the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What do we understand? The asal maqsad, the original aim, purpose, objective of Ramadan is to gain taqwa. And the beautiful explanation of this taqwa is that one is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's injunctions, whatever Allah has commanded. We abide by those laws, we carry those and execute those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, happily. And we refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram upon us. Both these things together gives us the taqwa. Otherwise, what is our example? We are gaining that nur. We are gaining nur. Person who keeps roza, 110% nur will come into his heart. Nur will come into his life. Person recites tilawat, opens the Quran, kalamullah. In the month of Ramadan, we are expected to increase our tilawat. If you read the stories of the pious people from this kitab, Fazail Amal, in the virtues of Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, his family members, his mother, the ladies of his home, we will feel ashamed that what little tilawat we are making. They should read khatams upon khatams in the month of Ramadan. You will find mention made of person finishing 60 Quran khatams in the month of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, many of the pious people, so many people, Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah, Shaykh al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, after the Maghrib Salat, of course they opened the Roza, they performed the Maghrib and then Nafil, they would engage in Nafil right till Isha Salat. Now we have to rush for the Alim, the Samosa, Bajia. Allah Ta'ala knows our weaknesses. All of us are weak. We might do it once or twice and after that you see, very difficult. So Allah Ta'ala has made things so easy for us, so easy. At least minimum, try and finish one khatam of the Quran Majid. It's not difficult, one para a day. Or just over one para if there's 29 days. So one para a day is nothing. We have free time between the Adhan and Iqama, Zuhur, Asr, we finish our sunnat. We have another 10 minutes. Now in the 10 minutes, you'll be amazed how much you can recite. So like this entire day, after Fajr, before Fajr, after when you go back to home, a little while during the day, find some time and finish your one para for the day, minimum. Those who read more than that, mashallah, more reward. For those who are unable to recite, make sincere intention, oh my Allah, I'm weak. I want to learn how to recite the Quran. And I promise you, if you go to many of our ulama, qurra, and huffaz kiram, and you make attempts, if the person is very busy himself, he'll make sure he sends you to somebody where you can learn the Quran and Majid. And there's nothing to be feel ashamed of. Nothing to feel ashamed of. One zamana we had people coming, adults, they should come with the Quran and Majid. There was a doctor who used to battle. On a Wednesday or every day we should have, I think it was Wednesday only. And he should come and he should battle to read, hardly be able to read two or three words. But he did not feel embarrassed and ashamed. And he passed away also. Now he made sincere intention to learn the Quran and Majid. So for those who can't make niyat, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but alhamdulillah in this masjid we know for years, alhamdulillah, Quran recitation takes place after Asr Salat. So if a person is unable to read himself, at least follow. Put your finger and follow as the Hufaz will recite and your khatam will be made at least, inshallah. There's so many other things mentioned here. Few things that they encourage in this hadith. All of us, inshallah, we have Fazal Amal at home. In the month of Ramadan, we recite it also. Ta'lim takes place every day in the masjid. So read and listen and study these ahadith of Rasulullah. The explanation is given to us by Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. I do not have the time, but inshallah in the month of Ramadan, if Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat, we will discuss all these aspects from the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourage feeding the fasting person. I mean, so many people, poor people, they don't have sufficient amount of food to open their roza. MashaAllah, we have stocks and stocks of dates. But when you go in the path of Allah, you will see people in areas and villages, they have nothing. Nothing. If we have extra from now, find out those areas where there's no kajur, no dates, and send for them. You will get so much asab. If you feed one fasting person, give him a kajur a day to open his roza. he will get his sawab for keeping that fast, but you will also be rewarded. You'll get the full sawab of this person who had kept roza. You'll also get that sawab. You don't have a date. Hadith of Rasulullah says, give him some water. So this is the neki we're getting just to help a person to open his roza. Two, the important things we should be doing is increase recitation of kalima la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah makes istihadhar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings in us, we have a zikr program and we have discussed so many times what is la ilaha illallah, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds us of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the month of Ramadan, when a person is fasting, after some time, he gains a certain amount of taqwa. How did this taqwa come to him? Because he was conscious of the fact that Allah is watching him. And then the incident is always given, or the example, a person is all alone at home. Wife is not there, children not there, nobody is there. It's absolutely hot. It's Ramadan, he's fasting. He's alone. There's nobody to stop him to take just one sip of cool water. Nobody. And he can take one sip and carry on pretending he's fasting. Iftar time he can open his fast, who's there to see? He may even go to the fridge and open the fridge and he sees the juice bottle. He picks it, takes it in his hand. He says, no, I can't. He puts it back. He closes the door. Why? He knows Allah is watching him. Now this istihadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if for 30 days a person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching him all the time. After 30 days, this remains with the person. This taqwa remains with the person. He cannot lose it. Yes, how will he lose it? If this istihdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases in him, by him then committing sins. If a person after a month of Ramadan, he feels like now I'm freed from some shackle, like how shaitan is freed from the chains. If we also feel now we're freed and have a bird out of a cage, then respected brothers and elders and our mothers, then we have lost the essence of Ramadan. We've lost the essence of Ramadan. Ramadan is not there to shackle us. Yes, it is a training period. It's going to be some difficulties and hardships we have to overcome. But I promise you, Allah must give us the tawfiq. Allah must give us that enjoyment. Once a person goes through a few days, now he enjoys being in that condition. He enjoys it. This is the hukum of his Allah. Allah says, don't eat, I won't eat. Iftar time, Allah says, now you must eat. Partake of your food. Now you don't show your taqwa. You don't say, no, I'll eat after Taraweeh. There's no taqwa, you'll get guna then. What is our condition? What is our command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we have to carry out the hukam of Allah. Make ittiba. Don't worry about hikmat. What's the wisdom behind this? What's the wisdom behind that? What's the wisdom behind roza? We'll find, mashallah, to find out the wisdom, there's no problem. But our logic stops at a certain point. Sharia teaches us, make ittiba of hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my beloved Allah's hukam. This is his command. Whether it makes sense to me, whether it does not make sense to me, whether it's appealing or not appealing, difficult, not difficult. Ya Allah, this is your hukam. You see, I must make zahri. You see, I must stop eating now. I must keep roza. Iftar time, your command, I must eat. Whatever the command of Allah is, we fulfill that hukam of Allah. Don't worry about hikmat of those things. Worry about the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this nur, we will accumulate in ourselves. Now if a person who fills in the container, we heard of this example from Arif Billah Zakir Makhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. How many times he gives a beautiful example, and we heard from Hazrat Rahmatullah as well, that a person fills the container, a huge vessel with water, but then there are outlets at the bottom, and he opens all those outlets. So no matter how much he may fill from the top, all the water is being lost and coming out of the outlets. So nothing will remain in that vessel. Like that nur is coming into ourselves, into our eyes, our ears, our bodies. But the moment we start listening to music, or listening to haram, whilst we are fasting, this nur will disappear. So many people, just to pass time in the month of Ramadan, what do they do? Let's go and check some movies, some film. over some television. To pass time, we go play some cards. We go to the club. Astaghfirullah, Allah Ta'ala protect us. This is not the spirit of Ramadan. The nur you are gaining, the taqwa you are gaining because of your salat, your fasting, everything is being lost. You've got a car, and we have heard this example many times. The example not just to be said, but to reflect again and again. Allah mentions examples and parables throughout the Quran. And we repeat it. We read those examples again and again. Why? Because we need to take lesson from those examples. Person is traveling on a hot day, sitting in the car and the aircon is on, but he's not feeling the coolness of the aircon. And when they look around, the window is open. So all the cool breeze that comes out of the aircon is then lost, comes out, it disappears from the window which is open. But the moment the window is closed, then the car becomes cool. So like that, the moment we close our eyes to haram, we don't cast those lustful glances at any woman. We refrain from making ghibat with our tongues. We know the famous example, two ladies in the time of Rasulullah, they were fasting and they complain of extreme spasms of hunger. Extreme spasms of hunger. They were almost dying when Rasulullah asked them to just vomit in two bowls and pieces of flesh came out. And he said, this is because you made ghibat today. So, why do we make ghibat? The hadith of Rasulullah, Nabiya Kareem says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَيَّدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. A person, while is fasting, if he does not refrain from قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, which means false, something which is false, lies. Ulama explain this. Mulali Qari Rahmatullahi explains, الْقَوْلَ الزُّورِ, الْقَوْلُ الْبَاطِلِ. Any false things, whether it's ghibat, whether it's lying, cheating, deceiving, وَالْعَوَلَ بِهِ, and practicing, in other words, doing haram. So a person does not make hifazat of his tongue and his limbs while he's fasting, Allah is not in need of your leaving out your food, forsaking your food and drink. There's no hajit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need all those things. We are keeping roza for our own sake. And there's so many fadail. Read, a person who's keeping roza, that odor that comes out of his mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that odor, and it is more fragrant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrant musk. The fish in the sea make dua istighfar for the person who's fasting. Allah decrees the jannat every single day for the fasting person. There's a special door of jannat called Babur Rayyan. Of the 8 doors, one door is called Babur Rayyan, exclusive for only those who are sa'imin, fasting. So, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban. That person who keeps roza in the month of Ramadan with iman, he has iman in him. And ihtisab, in other words, he anticipates sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Important. We have iman, we're keeping roza, but you must keep the roza. Oh my Allah, you are going to reward me. What is the reward for fasting? Anybody knows the reward for fasting? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, a person does any good deed, salat, zakat, sadaqah, hajj, umrah, whatever it may be, then you will get sawab, and then it's multiplied times 10, times 70 sometimes, even to 700. But roza, fasting, Allah does not stipulate an amount. Allah says, wa ana ajzi bihi, I will reward the fasting person. Unlimited. We don't know how much Allah will give us. Why? In any other ibadah, ulama explain various explanations. I will just give one explanation. Person is performing salat. Others are watching him. Person is giving sadaqah. People are seeing. The person who you're giving, he knows you're giving him money. Hajj, everybody is watching you. Umrah, tawaf. Roza, of course, the month of Ramadan, all of us are fasting. But this is something which a person experiences inside. Leave Ramadan. Normally, if a person is fasting, so many people keep Mondays and Thursdays. We don't even know. So many people keep Nafil fast. Now, how come we did not know? Because we can't see any physical action being done. Therefore, in Roza, there is this extra ikhlas in the person. The sincerity. He's doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's enduring this pain, this hardship on his nafs. And this nafsi ammara of his, he's training it to become nafsi mutma'inna in the month of Ramadan. And therefore Allah says, wa ana ajzi bihi, I myself I will reward. And some ulama say, wa ana ujza bihi, another way of reading it, that I will become the reward. Person who's keeping roza gets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've taken much time, but just a few minutes more, which our mashayikh have mentioned. See, this is barakat wala mahina. And we discussed that in detail. And they have stressed on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for ibadat, yes. Our ibadat is different from those of the angels. Angels have no choice of their own. They don't have any desires, any nafs that pulls them away from ibadat. They're always in ibadat. So there's no kamal in the ibadat of angels as compared to insan, who on one side he gets desires, his nafs pulling him away, and despite all that he is still steadfast, he perseveres, and he performs the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore Allah rewards man. And therefore Allah boasts to the angels, O malaika, remember when I was creating man, you said, we are there to make your tasbih, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, we'll make your taqdees and your tahmeed, we'll praise you, Allah, we will glorify you. What's the need of creating man? Allah said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I have knowledge you do not have. And then when we keep roza, and these actions when man does, then Allah asks the angels, what are my banda doing? They are doing this ibadat. So Allah reminds and Allah makes mention of us in the gathering of the angels. Person who is blind, now he's not going to look at the haram, any haram thing. He's not going to look at a woman. He's not going to cast any lustful glances. But the person who's got sight, now he is told not to look at that haram. In which is kamal? Person who's blind and not seeing? He can't see, he's unable to see. The kamal is in the person who has the sight, who has the ability. But then he is restraining himself and is refraining from committing that haram. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So in the month of Ramadan, we will reflect on the beautiful statement of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, qala ma'ad Allah. We are tempted to cheat, to deceive our customers. Mashayikh, right? They say that in the month of Ramadan, mashallah, person makes his taraweeh, salah, Allah accept it. Person keeps roza, Allah accept it. But he forgets when he goes to the shop. He forgets when he goes to do his business. Then haram, halal, everything he forgets. Not realizing this is affecting his roza. Now these things we tend to forget. Or we go home and we become angry with our wives. Now imagine the month of Ramadan. I know last year I had calls of women who were being beaten up by the husband in the month of Ramadan. What a shame, what a shame. What a shame. Therefore, before Ramadan enters, make up of our minds. When it's called, we make niyat. But one is to make a niyat which is pakka. In Arabic, we say azam. Person is determined now. This month of Ramadan, I'm fastening the seatbelt. That shaitan box will be switched off completely. I'm not going to listen to haram. I'm not going to indulge in any haram. I will make sure if I'm becoming angry, I'm going to restrain myself. Somebody fights with you in the month of Ramadan. What is the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Bhai, I'm fasting. I won't engage in any quarrel with you. I'm fasting. So you remind that person, he's also fasting. So you're reminding him, roza is such a thing that we should not lose ourselves to not become angry. This is one weakness in the month of Ramadan. Taraweeh salah also. We just wait to come and finish off as quick as possible. Allah forgive us. 5 minutes, if any masjid, 5 minutes they finish early. We actually brag about it. Where you may travel us? Oh, we finish early. MashaAllah, you finish early, good luck to you. We need lot of sawab, we need lot of sins to be forgiven. I wish the Mawlana is longer for us. If a person has to really enjoy his tilawat, of course, must be recited properly. Allah give all of the fathers and all of us tawfiq of reciting Quran with tajweed and in a beautiful way. But he's not just finishing it off. When you go to Makkah and Medina, how we stand, how beautiful. We don't even feel that the time has taken. Yeah, in our country, Allah forgive us. We just wait to finish quickly.
And out. And what do we do outside? Well, we take out our cigarette, our cell phone, then we spend half an hour just chatting. Now this is something for us to be worried about. Check the condition of our iman. Check the condition of our taqwa. Are we being pulled more inside the masjid or are we drawn out of the masjid? Can't blame shaitan again. Shaitan is chained. All the shayateen are chained. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ When Ramadan comes, the doors of paradise are open. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ Doors of Jahannam are shut. They are closed. وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ All the shayateen are chained. Then the normal question person poses that, how come I'm still doing wrong? Because 11 months you trained your nafs to behave in that way. So now you're going to find it difficult. But the barakat of this 1 month is such. Ulama say, Yara Mahina, 11 months, you're disobedient. But the effect and the noor and the barakah of this 1 month, if spent properly, wipes out the gunas of the 11 months. And all the wrongs you did, Islah will be made of all the wrongs. And your entire qibla, your direction is changed. Now change and you're moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of Ramadan. Ramadan in Arabic means to make something hot. Now when Ramadan first became compulsory, that particular season, that month, or those days, it was summer. And we know in Makkah and Medina, extremely hot. So Ramadan, Yarmudu in Arabic, Ramadan, is derived from that which kindles, or that which makes something hot. So ulama said, that's the one meaning, that Ramadan appeared in a summer month, it was very hot, and therefore it kept the word, the name of the month Ramadan. Other ulama, mashayikh say no. Ramadan, to make something hot, to burn something, kindle something. The shahwat that we have, the wrongs, the filth, the evil, is now being set alight. So all the vice that we have, and all the filth that we have accumulated in our heart, is now being burnt out. Because now we are not going to follow our desires and nafs. So all this thing will now be set ablaze and everything will be destroyed. All the wrongs are being destroyed. The shahwat is being destroyed. And ulama, they explained to us that we should try and make ourselves farigh for this month. As I mentioned, this month will come. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah mentioned so beautifully, and I will read his words. He said, Roza, taqwa ki siri hai. Subhanallah. Ramadan, fasting, is the ladder to taqwa. For us, every time we see taqwa, oh, very difficult. That's for the muttaqeen, the awliya, pious people. Ramadan is the ladder. Each day, as we are climbing one rung of the ladder, each day passes Ramadan, by the time Ramadan terminates, you have gained the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to achieve. Now, so many things we can mention. And inshallah, we hope Allah give us sihat, Allah give us a tawfiq, and in the month of Ramadan we will discuss just a few more points inshallah. We are getting used to making sabr inshallah. So just a few minutes inshallah, if somebody has to leave, he can leave, no problem. But just a few things that has been mentioned in this book which I picked up. We have mentioned all this. There's a beautiful dua Rasulullah used to teach. One is Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan, and we hear it in most of the masajid. But another dua, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. We should recite it, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadana li. Wa tasallimhu minni mutaqabbala. Which means, Wallah sallimni. Safeguard me for the month of Ramadan. In other words, give me the strength, give me that iman, give me the tawfiq of seeing Ramadan. And wasallim Ramadan ali. And oh Allah, preserve Ramadan for me. Safeguard Ramadan for me. So make it be possible that I'm alive and such a condition that I can enjoy Ramadan. I'm not deprived of Ramadan. And I see Ramadan. And make it come in such a way that I am given tawfiq of doing a'mal which will be accepted from me. Mutaqabbala. Oh Allah, accept this Ramadan from me. So Ramadan will come, let it come in an easy manner. I must have health, I must have the strength to observe roza, tilawat, azkar. I was mentioning you must make a lot of la ilaha illallah and abundant istighfar. Mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recite
abundant La ilaha illallah during the day and istighfar. And two things you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, Wallah, you give me entrance into Jannat. Give me Jannat, Allah save me from Jahannam. These are the four things we should do. You see, there are three categories of people. Those who welcome Ramadan in open arms. That's number one. Second, those who fast, perform Taraweeh with a sigh of reluctance. Their eyes are always focused on the calendar. MashaAllah, there's so many calendars. Allah forgive us. Sometimes we have to now ponder and think, what are we printing? There is so much of israf. I'm not afraid of any person. There is so much of israf, and on the day of Qiyamah, you are accountable. Yes, one is, there's a need. But it's just, if your need is just to advertise whatever you require, then that's not correct. There are so many kitabs. There are so many people in the, if we wished, then Hazrat Ram would not be asking any person to contribute. But there's so many of his works that require to be printed and published. Spend money in those good things. Spend money in feeding a fasting person. Spend money in good works where you see the, how many calendars are we doing? How many timetables are we going to put? One in the kitchen, one in the cupboard, one in the room, one in the lounge. Now this is, look, if you go outside the masjid, it is pathetic. It is thrown and dumped on one side. Nobody bothers. Now who is going to make Islah of this? And if we see these munkarat and we keep quiet, we will be questionable, answerable on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore I am taking this opportunity, we must use our minds, our heads and aql Allah has given us. And think, spend money in those places where there is a dire need. Nonetheless, we take this calendar just to strike off or pull off that. Each day as the roza, we're looking, getting excited. Eid is coming closer and closer. So that's the second category. Third category, those who show total indifference to the month of Ramadan. Allah forgive us. Allah make us from the first group who wait for Ramadan. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW says that the month of Ramadan comes. Now listen to this one hadith, inshallah, and you can reflect on it throughout the month of Ramadan. Allah must not make us amongst those people who the month of Ramadan comes, goes by, and they fail to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people are cursed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used the word ba'uda. May this person be distant, kept far away from the mercy of Allah. Who? Month of Ramadan comes, goes by, and he is not forgiven. Why? He doesn't ask Allah for forgiveness. The famous hadith when Rasulullah ascended the minbar, and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. One of those people who he said, Ameen, when Jibreel salatu wasalam was sent down by Allah, and he cursed those people who the month of Ramadan comes, and they fail to be forgiven. The hadith says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most badbakht person, wretched, miserable, unlucky, unfortunate person, who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then very important, very, very, very important. At the time of iftar, we should be engaged in dua. At the time of iftar, engage yourself in dua. You should always say, Rahmatullah Ali, few minutes of bayt, open your kajur, and open this wrappers and keep it ready. So the time of dua now is the time you attention to be towards Allah. Beg Allah, cry to Allah. Duas are answered. Risaimi farhatan. For a fasting person, there are two occasions when he's happy. At the time of iftar, mashallah, he'll eat something, his stomach will feel some happiness, he'll get happy, he's eating something. He was hungry the whole day. And the second time he'll be happy, when he'll meet his Allah. Because he'll have so much rewards for his roza. But that is the time when the person's dua is mustajabah. Dua is answered, dua is accepted. Now if we're busy outside or worry about our alim and all those things, then those are precious moments we will lose. A few guidelines on Taraweeh. The person has mentioned some detestable practice at the time of Taraweeh. Some people, due to laziness, do not join the Taraweeh Salah together with the Imam. But they delay the entry into Salah till the Imam goes into Ruku. Now we don't know, we in front here. Many people come and say, Maulana, you better make announcement. It's so embarrassing to make announcements of this in the masjid. A little child may do that. But if we have adults who got no reason, they will wait. And then when they sense that now the imam will go down, they quickly join the namaz. So many times, person reading, Allahu, and quickly join, Allahu nuru samawati, or they're in ruku. Now you see. Let's not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month is for us. Little bit of sacrifice. Yes, if you've got valid excuse and you've got a knee problem or a back problem, you can sitting on the chair, then no problem. But don't grab a chair just because now, you know, your long surahs and all, and this manana takes long, and so, you know. And I always give that example, which is quite humorous, that there one person went and he joined the Taraweeh Salah. Hey, that manana, they were reading 3 paras a night, so he started Surah Baqarah and he carried on reading. The new ruku was coming down. After that Taraweeh Salah, he asked the man next to him, boy, what surah does manana? He said, Surah Baqarah. What Baqarah? He said, cow. Okay, next day he went, he said, I'm going to find such a Taraweeh, we can finish quickly. So somebody said, go there, they're reading very quickly. So he went, but before the namaz could start, he waited Surah Fatiha. I told the person, just wait. He said, Alam tara kayfa, they're reading the last 10 surahs only. He said, what surah? He said, Surah Fil. What Fil means? He said, elephant. He said, Baqarah took so long, Fil will take longer. He ran away from there. So now, we hear these things, but let us not become like these people and run away. Some people present themselves for the first few nights and then they disappear. Allah must not make us among those people. Even if your Taraweeh Salah finishes in 10 days and 15 days, there's no chutti after that. Now you join any other masjid. Some people perform the Isha Salah with Jamaat, then they proceed outside to enjoy their own little conversations. Totally oblivious to the fact that Taraweeh Salah is taking place, also our young children. If you feel they're going to be run amok in the masjid, then don't bring them for Taraweeh Salah. It disturbs the Hufaz, disturbs the Musallis, and then somebody will say something, and then we have an argument, and there's a fight. Teach and train your sons, or stand next to them, always not in the first saf, on the side, and keep them next to you, and make them understand what Taraweeh Salah is. Some people complain if the Imam completes the Taraweeh 5 minutes later than usual. We discuss this. But we have no sabr for Taraweeh, but for other things we can sit for long. Sehri, absolutely important. The difference between Ahl Kitab, the Jews, and the believers, is the Ahl Kitab never used to make Sehri. They don't make Sehri if they are fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded his ummah, you must make Sehri. And Sehri, when do you make? Not after Taraweeh, have our dessert and say, now, bas, I'm not going to wake up. It's very hard to wake up now. Wake up for Sehri. And Sehri, you delay right till the last. Right till the last. That is the time for Sehri. It is a time of barakah. Time when dua is answered. And of course, our iftar, that none of us delay, alhamdulillah. And time is up, we all make our iftar. And then I mentioned nafil salah, etc. May Allah give us tawfiq. There's so many other things I was going to mention, as the Thani Rahmatullahi and the Mashayikh have mentioned. Inshallah, in due course, as the Ramadan will begin, you will hear bayans on Sundays and Fridays, and throughout Ramadan, you will have a program. May Allah accepts our Ramadan, make it a different Ramadan, a turning point in our lives. So many Ramadan have gone past, but this, inshallah, if we have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that niyat azam, and together, we will do it, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.